Hello.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. Welcome back to The Nerve. Episode 1 of Series 2, 8 weeks after we released the end of Series 1 2 years ago. And we're happy to be back. It's new, it's improved. We've actually got a sponsor now. The sponsor is Here We Aren't, based in Peterborough, owned by a lovely guy called Barry Walker. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
Praise be unto Barry.
We love Barry. It's different. We're a different podcast now. So beforehand, it was just me and Will getting drunk at a table at an old office that I used to work at.
Now it's us getting drunk at a different table, in a different building.
With cameras and Beardy.
Hey!
And people behind the cameras. We've got everything. We've got a new podcast. And now we have guests. Not just Beardy, real life, actual people.
Respectable members of the community. People we like, you know.
That arguable.
Yeah. How we've managed to get them in.
I think they've just arrived.
Have they just arrived?
Yeah. Well,
new podcast, new series.
Perfect
this
timing.
Is the Nerve. They're here, so we'll be back soon.
Peak.
Mosquito are here!
Welcome, Mosquito!
Hi, boys.
Yo! Good journey down?
Not too
Cheers
bad.
For having us, mate.
It's turning up the road, isn't it?
Yes, not too bad,
not
is it?
Not too bad.
Do you like the new studio?
Absolutely unbelievable.
We love it, mate.
First one's in
the
way. As well. Yeah.
We actually thought, and we thought it was banging when we walked in, that we was going to be downstairs on the stage.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
We came up here, it's like, shit.
That was the waiting room downstairs.
Should have put Miss suit on.
Yeah. All the other guests are getting downstairs. We said it's up to you guys. Yeah.
In the toilet.
I won't go in the toilet, boys.
Yeah. It's me on the bog. It's my poo podcast.
Every shit you had in
you
that
always
toilet.
Shit.
Well, when we first played with you here, I had a shit. During Dazcap's first track.
I thought you missed the whole set.
No,
I just
found
you for that
it
as well.
Was, it, yeah, they hailed me for that. When they played with us, like, you mentioned it. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
Everybody was like, where's Joe? And I was at the back, like, just trying to hide. He was like, yeah, well, you know, when we first met Joe, he was having a shit during our first track, so thanks, Joe.
Yeah, that was Simon. So you're the band's pooer, because that's me.
Yeah. I don't know.
This guy. He's definitely you.
I'm the poo. I'm the un-pooer.
Beardy's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, we'll have a chat afterwards.
You got some.
Oh, no, I can sort you out.
You're all right.
It's just laxative.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
It's been around for a while.
Just a healthy diet full of fruit and veg and fibre, really. It's all you need to make sure you poo regularly.
Will shits every 6 months.
Really?
Massive.
He gets pregnant.
No, I'll tell you a story now. Obviously, we'll digress a little bit.
No, please.
But Will. Right, so, for anyone that doesn't know, me and Will are brothers. And I'm not joking, Will would go for a shit down the side of the shed in the garden. We'd be playing football.
I was a kid. I didn't do that.
He was 17.
You know when you're a kid and you shit in the garden?
We'd be playing football outside and Will would be like, oh, I can't be asked to go inside. But it would literally be further to run to go for a shit round the side of the shed. Plus all the admin of getting over ladders and shit.
Just feels natural.
I'm not joking, the kid was 5 and he was shitting out stellar cans of shit. But he'd not had a shit since his, third birthday.
My question is to you, like, what did you wipe with?
Well, this is the thing, Dad.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Can't be anything.
When you're outside, you can get into a better position where your ass cheeks are spreaded more.
They reckon,
so it just pops out.
Oh,
you don't need to wipe it.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
It's clean.
And a bit of CPR that'll come to fucking life.
Yeah,
I'll show you.
Like what we did when we were playing.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah, I'm so sick of wiping. I'm bored of it. I'd like to cancel wiping. I'm so dumb.
Yeah. Get it out the
You think we'd have evolved past that?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Honestly,
we've been around for millennium.
I was running late to get here today and I was getting really stressed and I was having a poo. And you know when it's like a dirty marker up your arsehole?
Yeah.
You just
keep
going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 45 minutes.
Like
and
I call them like a felt tip shit.
Literally.
So you keep wiping it, start wiping a felt tip. Yeah. It doesn't get any drier.
It's constantly the same consistency of shit on the thing.
I'm actually not mad. Like,
why?
Just go away!
Stop, please! Please stop!
I knew this would be a podcast that we started talking about shit. I didn't realise it would be like
right. straight in at it. Yeah.
So hard hitting facts. How'd you poo? Who's regular? Who isn't? Come on, that's what the fans want to know. There's actually, you can get a toilet seat from Japan that you can get plumbed in. It's like a bidet.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
See, I don't trust.
I wish
a bidet.
I would love one of those.
On holiday.
If I became Prime Minister.
Well, treat yourself. I thought it was a foot bath until I was about 15.
Yeah.
Shitty feet.
I can hear that.
I'm pissing them. Every time I'm on, I just.
That's disgraceful. I love bidets. If I become Prime Minister, I've got my slogan will be B-Days for Britain. Everybody should have a B-Day in the
B-Day
landing.
B-Day.
B-Day.
Some people call them a bidet.
Or a bidet.
It's like
a B-Day on your B-Day. Yeah.
Can you talk us through how you use them? Because I can't picture it.
Yeah, so you have your poo.
Yeah.
You finished your poo.
In the bin.
No, sorry.
You're going to have to spell it out.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So you...
Could you act it out?
Yeah, I'm just going to go downstairs. Where's that gimbal? So you sit on the toilet, you have a poo. So spread your cheeks, start pushing through your prostate, make sure the poo exits. You want me to spell it out, baby. You ask me to spell it out.
Okay,
so once you've finished, and it's in the, and your deposit's in the toilet, you then move to the bidet or bidet, depending if you're from the north or south. And then you turn the little tap on at the back. It's a bit cack-handed, yeah? It's not designed well, but you turn the tap on the back, and that is angled to start, so the water comes out like that, and it's like licking your bum hole. That's cleaning, that's helping it clean.
And then you just do a final
wipe at the end, and it's nice and clean, no felt tips, in the toilet, one piece of toilet paper, just dry yourself off. Done.
Yeah.
Or if you go to some countries, like Turkey, it's built into the toilet, so you just turn a little tap on down the side of you and just start shooting it.
I've seen those, like a little handle next to the toilet, you just kind of grab it, scoop it under, or behind
it. It's lovely.
It.
Yeah, good for those one that wiped as well. You know, didn't have to.
Would you trust a robot doing that? right next to your tank.
Just get right in there.
Why is there blood on? Now I'm in tatters now from this robot. Anyway, so who are Mosquito? How long have you guys been together for?
As a band?
As a couple, polyamorous.
Yeah.
Are you polyamorous together? Or are you just in a relationship? You all
sit together?
I don't
know what that means.
No, fair enough. So,
I'm willing to learn.
It's when everybody's like...
Sharing
the love, you know?
Exactly that.
Yeah.
We share the love, but not like the love.
Not the love.
Yeah. We're brothers, aren't we?
Yeah.
We actually are.
Yeah.
Well, two of you biologically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be weird.
Literally.
Great, so 4 years as Mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
about four.
And you're in vigilantes, you guys in any other bands?
No,
just
we've been
in the past.
Nothing.
I didn't realise it was 4 years. That sort of like passed me by. I thought you were like sort of like fresh off the back.
Well, to be honest, boys,
half and half, isn't it?
When we played with you this time last year, nearly, wasn't it? It was March time, I think.
Second gig.
That was like our second gig. But we started. You two, Joe and Will, started writing way back. What, 2017? You got a few ideas.
I think it was 2017.
Yeah, just stupid. Divvy shit, wasn't it? Like funny stuff.
Right.
And like, we just really enjoyed it. You weren't looking to start anything else. Like, you didn't want to, did you? There was nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't have the time.
No, I didn't have the time, so it's just
kind of
chill.
Yeah, we just really enjoyed it, didn't we? And then we had some tracks and took them to Sam, who is a producer, obviously, and he was at uni at the time.
Yeah,
wasn't
man.
And recorded four
music
tracks.
Production and that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded all at Lincoln, which was cool.
We used to go there at five or six in the morning.
Just record tracks.
Just record and then get home at like five. No, not 5 or 6 in the morning. 5 or 6 in the afternoon and then get home at like 5 in the morning. Just record through the night. It was a laugh really. We weren't like look after anything like serious straight off the bat.
I think that's always been our like main priority as well, just having a laugh. And like, do you know what I mean? Like taking it obviously seriously when you need to, but it was just like, write what the fuck we want to do, or we do what the fuck. There's nobody's ideas that are wrong. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh.
We should try that.
My ideas are always wrong.
Well, you got some better ones.
Is this what it can be like?
Yeah.
that makes a bit more sense to me, because I've got to be honest. So, like I said, I thought when we played with you. I thought you were relatively new, certainly in terms of like the online presence and I couldn't believe like how good the live show was, like how polished the tracks were. And I'm thinking, how the fuck have these guys got the right to be that good straight off the bat?
Like you come out of the gate just absolutely steaming.
It means a lot as well.
We got like a bit of a back catalogue of some tracks from like 2019 when we first started going. They're just the shit, you know, the absolute chaff that we were just churning out to begin with, and it's like you guys don't have that. Like,
yeah. Oh, we do.
Well, man, we do. Yeah. We've got
if you look hard enough, we fucking do.
But because we launched 2 years after we started, we were just grafting work. Well, to be fair, we didn't have a drummer for a fucking for about
a year.
We didn't have a drummer for a while, so we were just writing, just perfecting like that kind of.
I've said it before,
that craft.
Obviously, Joe records the drums like the studio.
No,
so.
You are a drummer, so you're not tempted to just be the drummer.
I mean, I just, we've had loads of discussions about this, haven't we? Especially when we were in the depths of like Schitt's Creek.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, we didn't have a drummer, but I just like, I knew that.
I've never wanted you to drum, bro.
I've never wanted to drum.
With you being in the vid as well, who were very busy, as you know, it's kind of must be nice for you to. Like be able
something
to differentiate between the two.
Yeah.
Like, obviously playing.
It was like it was. I wanted a new challenge. Like, and that was when we were drumming. When I was drumming, when we were like jamming at the start, it was cool and all that. But I just wanted to be up there, just like thrashing the guitar. And I knew that if I was drumming them, I wouldn't like probably put as much effort into like writing little bits and stuff at home and that. Like, because I'd always be thinking about the drumming. You go in like a different mindset. It's like switching in between the two. So I knew that I wanted it like.
Have you got a deep-rooted want to be playing the guitar? Is that behind the drum kit?
I started playing the drums because I couldn't play the guitar.
What a natural progression. You try and play guitar and you have to start playing bass. And there I will!
We're changing the game.
You got a good riffing section,
didn't you? Yeah, we recorded the drums, though, before we had, in the studio, before we actually had a drummer for our live shows and stuff like that. Yeah. So
all the stuff that you were recording back then, are all those tracks featuring on?
No.
When did you record those tracks, and where did you record them then?
Everywhere.
That was
really,
like when we kind of got together as the four of us. That was really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was
a
couple of ideas before those songs, weren't there? But then, like, those songs just happened really quick.
Yeah.
We kind of have like two different ways, don't we? We'll have one way of writing a song where Joe will come in and say, like, him and Will have been working on this riff, or, you know, we've got a bit of a bass idea, and then it happens straight away, almost like a 10-15 minute job and we're all together.
Yeah.
Or we have other ones where it's like there'll be a riff floating about and it's like really cool but we can't nail it down.
It's just and then it's up, a bit of time.
And we'll get like three or four of those put together and all of a sudden we've got, oh fuck it, we've got a song out of those four ideas or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say we necessarily have a process either, do we?
Yeah, we are patient with like some of the ideas, like, and you've got to be, because sometimes it's just not the right time to write a song around a riff. Like, sometimes you just can't like gel with it, and then you'll listen to a new album or whatever, get inspired, and all of a sudden it's like melodies come to you and stuff like that. We're very patient with some of our riffs, aren't we?
Definitely. Well, we've had that idea that we started recently putting something else to for like 4 years, that part.
Yeah.
And like we've only just like, and it was because we was jamming it.
We jammed it, and then you just came out with the right chords for the, like, we couldn't find the next section for it.
No.
And then you just came out with this chord, and it was just like,
now we're stuck.
You did it, bro.
What do we do after that?
Yeah. And yeah. Now we're stuck again. So another 4 years. But we don't give up on like these like ideas and stuff.
I love
like
moments
that.
Like that when it sort of just comes together and you're all in the room.
It's like sick. I love that feeling more than life.
Yeah.
Like when you're writing and do you know what I mean? Rather than playing live, like that feeling of something coming together. Like for me, that's the magic of being in a band.
I would 100% agree. That creative process when something just clicks. Yeah. You're all in the room, it's like, as you're sort of jamming, looking at each other like, you're like, we've got something here, boys!
But it's not too far behind getting a fucking whole crowd like jumping up and down. It's not like a landslide, it's like just a little bit, because sometimes when you've got a crowd like that's just up for it, like, that is so
the first time the first time we experienced that was at the Junction last year, when we played there for the first time, and like everyone was going mad, and we thought, Oh, this is fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You boys get it kicking though.
No.
I think, I think that one was the first proper kick, because I think it was we weren't
Boxed
really energised.
It's after we play the cover that everyone goes for it. So.
Yeah. Throwing break stuff.
I know, but it breaks the ice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it breaks the ice.
We've thought about it, to be fair.
Yeah, we've been talking about it recently. Yeah.
What would you guys cover? Because I always think, like, if somebody asked me to describe Mosquito, it's like a heavy Arctic Monkeys. You've got that Arctic Monkeys, it sort of sits underneath it all, that melody,
yeah.
But then you've got that aggression over the top, and I can't think of who... I can't compare that aggression to anyone else. It's your own brand, cool.
I think it's like a heavy Arctic Monkeys.
That's wicked, yeah. We've heard that a couple of times.
Someone's described it to me that way, and I've played it to a pal, and I'm like, I get that.
I love that.
To be fair,
when
it was just the two of us, like, and it wasn't even Mosquito yet, we would. That's that kind of stuff. I'd say it probably stems from there, doesn't it? Like all that kind of sound.
Listening for sure, man.
Fucking what is it?
Oh, yeah.
Favourite Worst Nightmare?
Yeah.
Favourite Worst Nightmare.
That album, man.
Do you know that album? Second Arctic album.
Yeah. Is that riff in 517? That reminds me of Favourite Worst Nightmare.
It probably is a riff off that song.
It's not a riff, it's not too far. Is,
we all tread that dangerous line.
Yeah. There's only so many notes.
Yeah. It's inspiration,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's it. Yeah.
I think when Oscar was in the band previously, he started writing, listen to this song.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was it called? It was, I wish I'd remembered this quote for the fucking story.
Take your time, mate.
It was a do you remember that?
No.
Oh, fuck me.
Was it Olivia
Rodrigo? That was it, yeah.
Or was it just a straight rip?
It was literally, he was like, this is a great song, and I was like, I went on Spotify
exists.
And I was like, no, that's the song. Fuck, I listened to that the other day.
Isn't it horrible?
It is.
We actually wrote the best fucking rip ever.
Yeah. I did that, right? And I was like, lads, I've got a fucking riff. I'm doing it. I'm going to send it to the chat. And I was like, I'm going to listen to Spotify. That's a Mosquito riff I've just ripped off. So I'll just.
Oh, wow! Roll with it.
I've got it. It's me singing into my phone, so I will not play it. Yeah. But I was like,
this is a pleasure.
Bro, it's funny because we've actually got a song called Paradise, which is one of the first ones that these boys wrote kind of without us. You produced it, didn't you, bro? And then I redid the vocals. That song, the start of it is Territorial Pissings by the Barn.
Yeah.
And listening to it back, it was like, I showed Aidan it and he went,
and there's like a drum beat.
Kid. And he was like, he went, that's literally Territorial Pissings. And I listened to it and I was like,
it was a great song though, wasn't it?
Who's releasing this song? Band we, who did I listen to?
Is it somebody else.
Somebody's released a song recently, and it's the Paradise intro.
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it with you? And we just
It happens, man. We just
get it. Yeah. It's the way it goes, like. Plagiarism. Yeah.
Especially because you get inspired by somebody, you think, oh, that sounds
course,
really, really
mate.
Good. And then suddenly it's about.
Dissected no end of songs,
mate,
you could say.
So many.
Yeah.
That's got. Well, it all comes from somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It happens on like a, as well, isn't it?
It happens on a bigger scale as well, not just like the grassroots bands. It's like Ed Sheeran and stuff like that.
Are literally like clipping a little bit of like an Elton John song here and then like something else from over here and then push it together and it becomes a hit. But it's mad but then some artists will then sue the person making the money, some won't. I don't understand where that all...
Where's the line?
What's plagiarism and what isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Mate, I would just love to hear that idea that you had to...
It must have been like Gone with the Girl Next Door or something, like, cause it was before you'd released Bad Love, so it was one of the singles that were out.
Okay.
And I just remember just saying to the lads, I've got a riff.
You like woke up in the middle of the night, hadn't you, and like had some inspiration.
Yeah,
and the next day it was like, yeah, man, I just like feel so good about this riff I thought of in the night.
Oh, that's great.
You're dreaming about a Mosquito.
Yeah, yeah. You're losing my head, mate. I've got it. So it started off with just, so who was the genesis of Mosquito? Because the story with us is me. So who was the genesis of Mosquito?
Sorry.
Well, I put us all together.
The ego is now.
See, I would say Jake, because when me and Joe kind of started it, and then we stopped. For about a year, probably a bit longer. We just didn't do anything.
You didn't want to do it, that's why. You bottled
it.
We were just,
I was up for it. I was messaging him all the time, like, what we're doing, but he just honestly bottled it.
Yeah, we just like stopped, and then I swear, you was busy with Vidges, and you like kind of said to Jay, why don't you boys just kind of.
Bro, like, I was harping on about. I remember Will showed me the tracks, or no, we was in my car, yeah, and we might have had a smoke, but we weren't driving, but we was down a place where we used to go, and we'd write songs there, and it was like an old farm track, and there's like a passing place. It's country, it's fuck this, isn't it?
It's our home,
but it's where we live. And there's like a little sort of lay by. We used to just go there and like write tracks and stuff, and we were there and the boys showed me the tracks.
The EP, yeah.
And mate,
obviously the
old songs.
The old songs, yeah, yeah. That none of them have been released.
Right.
And like, I remember listening to it, like even the last track, mate, it's called Penny. It's fucking stunning. It made me cry, right?
Yeah,
and I was sat there and I was being a bit of an emotional wreck or whatever. And then I remember getting home and thinking, like, and this isn't me, I'd never force myself or anything like that, but I said to Will, I was like, mate, please let me come and sing for that band. Like, and I could just picture shit happening.
Mm. That was like before we. I swear that was before we kind of stopped doing bits, though.
Nah, that was. Man, I don't, that's where because it started.
Yeah, but we stopped doing bits after that because then you just put us all into a group chat when it was kind of on hiatus. You put us all into a chat and
yeah,
was like,
I did.
When
yeah.
we're practicing, lads. And we that, yeah. that, like, literally.
And to be fair, also in that in the same breath of that story. You thought of the band name as well.
Yeah.
There was a little mozzie on the.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
So yeah, where did the mosquito? That's one of my
yeah.
questions. Where
well,
the
that was where it, that's where it came from.
Podcast for you,
thank
mate.
Thank fuck for that. Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
It was on the windscreen, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, just a mosquito.
Hey, there was yeah. a, we sat there. I was dropping Joe off, and I looked, and there was on about like band names and stuff, and I looked up. And there was like a genuine.
Where's the picture? Is that something?
There's a photo of the exact moment we fucking.
We took
yeah,
a picture
with
of it.
Blue
sky,
sunny
as fuck, wasn't it?
I think
like,
it's
someone.
I'll find
history. History.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to use it as like a fucking. So we wanted to use it for something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like an EP cover or something.
Yeah.
But
then we changed the spelling to a K because we're edgy as fuck.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's the next question.
Yeah,
cross
out. Yeah.
Originally, yeah, it was like I think obviously that Vigils were super busy and whatnot, so. I didn't really feel up for it, did I? But then
no.
Jake was like, he pretty much forced me to do it.
Did.
He pretty much forced
me.
He didn't give me a chance. Yeah, he rang me, he was like, yeah, so I kind of put up a fight. I was like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. And then somehow you just was like, you're doing it. And then I was doing it. And then
yeah.
we're doing it. And then, you know, we did
that's
it.
We are.
Here we are.
Jake, had you like sang before? Did you
yeah.
know that you could do it?
Little...
So we've been playing like covers bands, haven't we? Like,
yeah.
Since we were fucking
probably.
Kids.
Well, mate, you got me into the first covers band when I was about 20. So, yeah, we just did, like, you know, the usual, like, to be fair, at the time, I absolutely fucking loved it, but, like, I'd always wanted to try our own stuff, and, like, we'd all done, like, different bands, haven't we, and tried it or whatnot. And it just, I don't know, I've never found something so... Like, won't say it's easy, but just whenever we sort of together, and I hope this doesn't sound arrogant or anything, but we just sort of seem to click, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We do each other's heads in, but we're that close, and obviously we're best mates before.
Mm.
Yeah.
It kind of, there's no tension, is there?
I don't
there?
Know why we
no,
do
no.
it sooner either.
Literally,
honest,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've always thought like we started like 4 or 5 years too late.
Oh,
I'm
mate, definitely.
Just cracked on.
Yeah.
Was you guys in bands before as well then? Like
so, these guys were.
Yeah, me and Will
uh-huh.
were. So we've got,
was
well,
your
well,
first
no,
band,
actually, but no, it isn't. Oh. No, because you were in a band.
Barrymore's
yeah,
pool party.
Barrymore's pool
party.
Yeah. We were in a band called Barrymore's pool party. We're
calling a song that.
Yeah. We did one gig at a street party in Stilton. And
yeah,
then,
I don't really count that.
No, we had one song, we played covers, but then
obviously
we had
band name as well.
That's
yeah,
wicked.
I really liked that. We thought we'd never get any gigs. I suppose we didn't. And then Frosty was in a band with you,
yeah,
and he said
me.
To me, "Oh, we need a bass player." So I went in, and then I met Will. But I'd known Will because me and Will had known each other at school. Well, no, I knew who Will was at school.
Yeah.
He was a year above me, really scary.
You're terrified.
I was terrified. I was so terrified of him. And generally though, because I was like, I was such a nerd, I didn't want to be noticed. It was horrible. And then I was like, oh fuck, Will Bowen's here. Oh god, he's gonna kill. And he was like, hello, mate, you're right. He's
my Wiltshire accent had developed that.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, 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 so. Yeah, yeah. It was a lot more strong than it is.
Alright, my lover. Come on in. Sit yourself down.
And then we were in a band called Pay 'Em All for.
4 years?
Was it 4 years?
Fucking long time.
Yeah, and it was like indie, but not like Arts and Monkeys indie, like shit indie. It was really shit.
I used to go and watch these guys play.
Yeah, it was
playing.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, I was like watching my mates play in their band, and I'd be like in the crowd, like, oh fuck, I wish I was on stage.
I know, man.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's what I've had with you boys.
Yeah,
man. And you, bro, when you was in UV. Like, I can remember, it was really weird when we played Platform the other week, because I can remember going to a vid show and just being stood there. And I was playing in these covers bands, but you know when you're doing your own shit, you're saying, it's you, isn't it? Like, it's just different levels.
Yeah.
When we was playing that gig, I was like, fucking hell, this is weird. Cause I can remember being in the crowd, I know it's not Wembley, but just to play your own songs in front of that many people, and they're singing them back to you. And it's like,
the first time they sing it back to you,
that
feels fucking good.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
Yeah. Still feels the same now, doesn't it? Like every gig, like see somebody you don't know singing your song, and it's just like fucking mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
You make a lot of mental note, don't you? You're playing, you're like, don't know those people, they're singing it back. Yeah, that's cool. And it's just, it's cool.
I think the first time we experienced our songs being sung was the Problem launch party, weren't it? Well, no, that was the first, but the whole room was singing down here, the chorus back to us, and that was brilliant. Yeah.
It's fucking you!
That was sick.
Bang
it. It was so good. We really, that was such an iconic gig for us.
That's still my favourite gig, I think. To see Matty crowd surfing far away from the fucking ceiling.
And then there's a nice thing as well, as a little like anoraki band thing, is like, we've got a picture of him in the crowd, now he's our guitarist.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool.
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah. It's a bit like the old Chili Peppers thing. But,
he's
so
cool. I always forget his name.
Matt. It's easy to remember because two of them. Yeah. Got a little Matt
Beasley. Let's not talk
him up
too much, though.
Yeah.
Where is he? Where are you?
Yeah, come down, Matt. We're glad we got him. He's good.
He's cool, he slotted right in. Yeah. It was difficult because after Oscar, we were a bit like, oh, they're big boots.
I'm not
going to
lie, boys. Yeah. I thought that. Because we know how tough it is to get somebody to, But, you know, Kane smashes it, so.
Yeah.
But, mate, when Oscar said he was leaving, I was genuinely. We sat up here when Oscar told us.
Yeah,
I was genuinely gutted for him. So I thought.
We were on a train on the way back from tour, and he's like, by the way, lads.
Yeah, just coming down from the high of tour, and he's like, anyway, boys.
Yeah, we played on your way. We played four of our favourite shows ever up to that point, and we're on the train back, and he's like, oh, that was really good, wasn't it? Yeah, it's also the last time I'm ever going to do it.
Really?
That's hard.
It just wasn't for him.
Yeah. He's mountain biking, he's got a job now, he just wanted to move away from music. He'd been doing it for a long time. He's really into his fitness more so than he was now. He's doing his mountain biking. He's got, you know, him and his
family.
He's got a fiance. He's just all that sort of stuff.
Happens, doesn't it?
And he seems happy.
That's
so
brilliant.
That's fair play.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we have a break?
Yeah, sure.
Dying for a piss.
Hello, we're back.
My
father's calling me. Fuck off, mate. I'm busy. He's doing a podcast. How unprofessional of him.
Because
we all get cancelled. Should we do an intro? Are we going to do a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm particularly good at guessing or working out songs from the intro. So
we'll
do a little verses. If one of you guys could keep score, or one of you guys could keep score, please.
We're going to do what, first to five?
Team Ethan on this and Team Mosquito on this one.
Yeah, that'd be really good to write really quickly on that.
You have to write
those extra sketches for those who are listening.
Write the full artist name and song title.
Jesus Christ!
First one there wins.
Spell a mistake, I can't even type, I can't spell as it is. So if we just do, we shout out whoever gets it first in the end. And then get the points, and then if you're first to five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you win, we'll put you on some sort of leaderboard. Yeah. If this goes any further, we'll see if anyone can beat me.
Got you.
I don't even know if I'm going to be good enough. So
we're in.
This is a good way to test the game, isn't it?
Ethan versus. Are you ready?
Oh yeah, bang! Wait. Across the screen.
Ethan versus Mosquito.
Yeah.
Into that mic, please, mate.
Ethan versus Mosquito.
I love it.
Full disclosure, just to give you, because Ethan's picked a category, like a genre that he thinks is particularly good.
So
we've got a playlist here, which is 2000s rock anthems.
Which I thought we were all going to be in.
So, you know.
Okay. And then if somebody is a guest that isn't a fan of like rock and stuff,
I'll
still do the same. Because I don't care.
It's my podcast,
so fuck it.
That's cool.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah. That's embarrassing, don't know it.
A bit around Bob
Sebo.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Here
we are.
Big myself up too much.
I thought that was 4-0
to the Mozzies.
Oh.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
I don't
know. I'm embarrassed.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh. Soundgarden.
If you haven't got it after 15 seconds, we'll move on.
No idea.
No,
I've
got
scoops.
Julian, perfect circle.
Yes.
Oh,
well
Barry.
Done, Barry.
Praise be unto Barry. Thank you, Barry.
Praise be unto Barry.
Barry points.
Okay.
What a shit feature.
Transformer for the girl.
Oh, Sambo!
No! 2 points to Mosquito.
Oh, mate.
Come on, Sambo, get all five.
How embarrassing.
Oh, we should just invite Sam back every week.
Yeah, yeah. Sambo! Would you like to be called to the table?
So, where's Moss?
2-0 to the Mozzies.
Shit. Let's pick some better songs, please, mate.
Hey, this is on random. This is you picked the playlist.
Oh, I wish I
was so fast.
And I'll let you review the playlist as well, so you know all the songs that are...
So much pressure.
Ready for round three.
Oh, take a look around.
Oh, oh
no!
That was at the same time.
That was close.
Artist independent adjudicator.
I was about to say man's song name, to be fair. But we didn't clarify that.
Right.
Oh, no!
Point to
praise be unto Barry.
Barry has spoken.
Thank you, Barry.
I
think if that happens again,
Barry,
you've got paper scissors for the point.
Yeah.
We do that over everything.
And song title.
Cock off.
I think just song title.
Song title.
I think just song title. Just because that would back up what
I mean, I'm happy to go 3-1.
I mean, that
one each. I'm happy to do that, boys.
Let's go for it.
3-1.
Take a...
Okay.
Sportsmanship.
Next time we'll do Soggy Biscuit to decide the winner.
Okay. Right, we'll draw on this one.
Thank okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
ACDC.
Rock and Roll Train.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. 4 points to the Mozzies.
Match
point. That was a half day, wasn't it?
Shit.
4-1.
I fucked myself. I really thought I was going to be good at this.
Oh, mate. Next time, me and Will can be the competitors. You should resign.
This is match point, boys.
Mate, this is ridiculous. I've really got to pull it back. We should have played Mario Kart. We should have played Mario Kart.
Engage your mind.
Engage
it.
I mean, you set yourself up to fail. It's 4 versus 1.
I know. Yeah.
You were so confident.
My favourite porn, though.
Okay, is this going to be the decider? You've really got to pull it out of the bag here, mate. No.
Hardest
hits,
I told you so.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No!
The Mozzies win! Right, first out of 10.
Yes, boys!
Well done, well done. I don't even know
why. Well done, gents.
So I could beat 4 people at once.
That's
very good. Well done, mate. Well
that
done.
That was
post-match interview, Sam.
Absolute demolishing.
That'll feature heavily in my suicide note tonight.
Wow.
It's all the
That's Sam.
Well, there we go. That was the end of that feature, which I thought was going to be great. Turned out to be really, really shit. So we've got a few, I think we've got some, we're kind of coming to an end soon. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got some, would you rather questions, Will? I think you've got some bits.
So, you know, you've got to send through like a tech spec when you get gigs and stuff like that. You know, you get rider demands.
What's that?
Ethan recently tried to put drugs on his rider demands. How far we get with that, I don't know. What have you boys put on it?
Well, then rider demands.
Never asked for it.
What would your dream rider demand be? What would you want? Because obviously we've put booze, alcohol, I've put weed.
Yeah. I tell you what, for me, nice little spliff, just one. You're going to judge me for this. Fillet of fish.
Oh.
And 20 nugs.
Oh my God.
It's you.
Me and Robin were talking about that literally before because I was ordering McDonald's for everyone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've never tried a fillet of fish.
Depends, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Best
fish finger sandwiches.
Yes.
Best fish finger sandwich you'll ever have.
Oh wow.
Fact.
Mate, are we going to try? Should we go on a little fillet of fish date?
Boys, trust me. Mate. And 20 nugs to follow it up with.
20 nugs.
Yeah.
Fair play. You obviously. Work out because
sometimes
I have 20 nugs.
It's the fish, mate.
Lean on it. Protein.
That's where we're going.
Mercury in the morning.
Couple of rice cakes. Fillet of fish.
Just fillet of fish with rice cakes.
No, so that's rocker. So sorry. Rockers were rocker. down a tree on the rider.
So you want fillet of fish.
Yeah.
You want Barocca.
Yeah.
What else was it?
Maybe some Haribo.
Tangfastics,
mate.
Tangfastics, yeah.
Tangfastics.
I know I'm going to be really boring, but Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Shrooms. Oh, you go sparkling.
Oh, mate, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, are we off menu now, are we?
Someone said to me the other day,
popping on
Blubber TV static, drinking a bottle of sparkling
yeah,
water.
Yeah, yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's
a good description.
Quite sparkling.
Minging.
It makes me feel like I'm drinking pop.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better for your voice. A lot of singers drink sparkling.
Oh, this is where I'm going wrong.
Yeah,
with the still water.
All that Manuka honey, fucking wasted money, mate.
Oh no, that is fucking magic.
Quite, yeah. Yeah, we do a shot. Do a shot of Manuka before a gig. You know, gotta keep it real. And it's cost of living crisis. We get some Manuka honey.
Line of Manuka off a spoon.
And then sing about working class problems.
Yeah.
None of that rash shit.
You got one? You got a question?
No, you have. You go.
Okay, cool. I haven't. McDonald's order. What's it? So you've got.
Just covered
McDonald's
you've got. Order.
You've got a fillet of fish.
Yeah.
So what's? So my staple is like I've got to have two meats. Mm-hmm. I've got to have a chicken. I've got to have a fish.
Really?
Not a fish though, unfortunately, because I don't usually have McDonald's on a Sunday. Okay. So it's really got to be beef and chicken. I'm usually out without the bacon. So I'm usually having like a chicken mayo, a Big Mac, a big taster, whatever the beef fry is, and a milkshake.
You ever put the chicken mayo in the Big Mac, take the middle bread out,
so,
get the chicken burger, pull it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, I'd love to do that, but what, in my head, what happens is, because you have to throw those bits of bread away, I go, oh, that's less food now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need those separated.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean?
I do it deconstructed, I eat, and then I eat the other one. So it's like a deconstructed way. Yes, yeah.
Or just put the whole burger in the middle of it.
Yeah, but then it just feels like less food. Do you know what I mean? Because you're eating it once.
You're eating it in once. Yeah, it tastes so good.
Yeah, I'm just
I know what you're saying.
I like food.
So we'll put these hash browns in. You put your hash brown in your breakfast, like
I do as well. That's the only way to do it.
Genius.
Because I miss the fucking McDonald's breakfast wrap.
Oh,
they were the best.
Everyone says this.
Because you can eat the whole bacon whilst driving.
We won't make it.
The bagels were decent as well.
Yeah, and they won't make them either. Everyone says the fucking same thing. Everyone.
I never tried the waffles that they did recently.
What,
did
waffles?
You? What, they
waffles?
Had like those waffle hash browns. I never tried them.
Same.
They've stopped them now.
Waffle hash browns?
Yeah, so it's basically just hash brown in like waffle form. But apparently they're banging.
So you get less hash brown because there's holes.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that. I thought they got rid of the hash brown. I was good. But no. Never tried it, and now it's gone.
They're still doing that cheesy and bacon flatbread thing.
Yeah,
yeah that's
good.
Oh, you put a hash brown in that the other week, didn't you? That is good.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be sick. That's the closest you can get to a fucking wrap now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like living vicariously through you guys, because I have to do gluten and dairy free.
Oh, do you miss it?
Yeah.
Sorry, bro, we'll shut up.
I don't miss the effects it had on me, though.
Oh,
Yeah.
We've already talked about somebody who goes for a shit once every 3 months, or
once really? Every 3 minutes.
Yeah,
got an RBS thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, let's not go into
it. Or let's.
What else is there?
No, we'll move on.
We can move on.
How about, have you got any like embarrassing stories from the shows, gigs, anything that someone's done that they regretted?
Not just in Mosquito, like even previously.
I mean. Oh, just the one that springs to mind was when we played The Grid. Like, it's our hometown show, like, new venue. It's pretty much sold out. It was mental. Walking on looking cool as fuck, and the first thing I do is boot Sam's guitar lead out of his fucking thing. It's like,
yeah, as we're walking.
I just carry on walking.
Play it cool.
You're just about to play the riff to Miss Me.
No sound.
Yeah. And I remember just thinking in my head, was, deal with that. Yeah. I'm not stopping and just carried on walking. But yeah,
what a great show that was as well. Great support.
Oh, right. Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, fucking real.
The whole night.
No, that was a good night. It was a really good night, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah, that was my favourite show.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Interestingly as well, talking about that show, that was one of the closest I've ever been to shitting myself on stage.
Really?
Talking about it, yeah.
What for?
Like 5 minutes before I was due on stage, I was like having the worst diarrhea in the toilets.
Oh, wow.
I was the opposite. I hadn't shat for ages at that point. And I was just like, I felt ill, didn't I?
I'm sure one of you boys are like we like crossed eyes as I was coming out of the toilet.
I think it was me.
I was trying
to push one out.
I was thinking, oh, Will thinks I'm doing drugs in
here. I thought you thought that about me.
I think that's most toilets. So you always think someone's doing something. It's actually everyone's just going, I really need to poo. Please. I remember getting, I was in a toilet in London once, and somebody kept knocking the door. and I really just needed to poo, but it wouldn't come. And every, as he knocked, he just kept going back up. And every knock, and it was like out of my mouth. I was like, please, I just need to get this out. He's like, hurry up, mate, you've been there ages. I thought, no, I haven't been here long enough. It was horrible. It's horrible. I hate a pre-show poo.
Yeah, that's the thing as well, isn't it? It's sad now, isn't it? You just want to have a shit, but you get
There's been at least one instance of these guys on stage waiting for me. Like we're supposed to be with you on stage now, and like, where's Beardy? Oh, well, of course, it is my fucking boy.
Yeah. The priest. Do you guys suffer? Do you guys get? Because you've been in bands before, but as Mosquito, do you guys get like nervous? Because I think I haven't got nervous. I got nervous last Friday. Mm, yeah. It was our first gig in. Mm.
We'd had a few months off, hadn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
First time we're playing the new songs.
Yeah. So do you guys suffer from that still?
For everyone, I do.
I think for me, there's been two shows. It was the Akido gig.
Mm. Oh, fucking
absolutely.
Hell.
I was a wreck.
Yeah.
And the gig at the Grid as well. I was back and forth, like, and everything.
For me, most nervous I can ever even remember playing a gig was the Akido. Mm.
Yeah.
But after that, I wouldn't say I get excited, but sometimes that probably does lead to a little bit of nerves just before, but yeah, no, I don't really get nervous anymore, which I'm quite thankful for.
I think it's a good level of nerves, isn't it? Like,
yeah, you use it for your performance. Yeah. Like Akido was obviously our first show, so
that was fucking nerve wracking.
Like, yeah, we're all so outside, huddled with each other, Kane was doing
Kane was a wreck, wasn't he? He was just sort of pacing up and down, like, you're right, Kane. He's like, yeah.
What happened to his hand after the Grid gig?
He smashed it quite badly as well.
Pretty fucking punk though.
Yeah.
He cuts his hands every time, doesn't he?
Yeah. We tell him off about it, really, because he shouldn't be fucking doing that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you're not rocking hard enough on that fucking drum kit.
They're worth money, these lads.
Yeah, there is some blood on that snare.
It's like if you fucking your voice up, you'd say, like, we've said to you, like, protect your voice, like, you need it. That's how lovely. But I'd say the most nervous I've been for one of the shows is when we did the platform actually with Fizzy Blood.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, I wasn't really that nervous for the Grid, and I wasn't really that nervous for Akido. I don't really know why, but I think it's because we hadn't played in a while when we did the Lincoln show, the Fizzy Blood one. Mm. So I felt a little bit like underprepared and just, like, it was cool when you get up there. But
yeah. I think they all almost disappear, doesn't it? Once you're up there,
definitely in the show.
You've got to do it now. There's no fucking turning
it's
back.
It's getting into it, isn't it? And then as soon as you're into it,
it's like fine. Game faces.
I think it's
and then it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think we've had a couple of gigs in Stanford and I've
never had a good show there.
Just not great.
Really?
I love the ethos of the place. I got a lot of times. Michael, the owner, I think it's cool as fuck, and I love going to see other bands play there.
Yeah.
We've done like four shows there or something, and just never. We always come off and like that wasn't a vintage performance. Mm.
The sound is always decent as well.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've got a mental block with it now.
For me, that was my favourite gig when we played Voodoo. It's like it's my most memorable one where. Yeah, I was a bit pissed as well, and I think that made me enjoy it a bit more.
It does help.
But yeah, like looking back,
it's fine line between getting too pissed.
There is, mate. Yeah,
I've made that mistake before.
Well, for a singer, it's probably even more so. With what I do, like, it's I can get a bit past that line at times. But
I learned that lesson in Birmingham. I threw up in my mouth during the show.
That was.
You started playing the set before I'd even set up my drums.
Yeah. I was like,
desperately tightening up the cymbals, like, really? Now?
I was wankered.
It was so pissed.
I think I've learned from my mistakes in the past, though, like, with this band, I was like, nah.
There are times in the past we were all, like...
Oh, mate. Yeah. We used to play, like, those three was in a covers band together. You played with us a few times, didn't you? Like, but we used to play this place called The Brit.
They'd bring
you Jaegers up, like, they'd want you to get pissed. Yeah. And we'd be smashed. Like, I can remember laying on the floor, like, completely pissed.
Paul Spooden,
playing, like,
our drummer at the time, like, literally was like, someone hit me. Like, he was going to be sick.
Yeah.
Someone's got, like, a Smirnoff bucket that, you know,
smoking.
Yeah, yeah. Bucket, something like that.
Oh, God.
Put it by the side of his kit, and he's just, oh, curled up in this bucket.
Carried on.
And then someone walked past, got the bucket and put it on his head. And he had all that. Oh, yeah. It's all bits of sick in his head.
He's just carried on playing.
So metal.
Fair play to him.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah. Oh, mate. You boys would love Paul, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend. He's a legend. Because there's a famous story of Corey Taylor recording the Iowa album, the Slipknot Iowa album. And he was cutting himself and throwing up in the vocal booth to get rid of. And we were saying, because we were recording Harry P at the time, we go, if Beardy did that, we'd be like, whoa.
Is everything all right?
A little bit uncomfortable.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
They used to like sniff that dead crow, didn't they?
Yeah.
To get his vocal, I mean.
What?
And have fights and that. Yeah, they had a dead crow in a jar. They took on tour with him.
Huff
and just
the crow.
Everyone sniffed it before they went on. Like, threw up and that. It was like a ritual, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
And yeah, but they're so good. This is where we're going
is
wrong.
Is that what we need?
Must be.
We need a ritual.
Let's go sniff a dead thing.
Yeah.
They used to have fights on stage, didn't they?
Is Will's turd still in the loop?
Stick that in a bit of brine.
Fish that out. Yeah.
Right, stick that in. We'll have it Mondays to Wednesdays. You have it Thursday to Saturday. We'll turn it to Sundays and then we'll be fine. Yeah, we got to share that. I know it's come from you, but
yeah, give us 3 months.
That's ours now. We're all in this together.
Yeah, I hope it's still there.
Yeah. The best time I saw you guys was actually last Friday.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, the boys said I'm sick.
Thank you.
Like, gutted. I'm really pissed off
at
myself.
Thanks so much. And I thought, like, I proper understood, like, your message, like, properly, like, and you was like, you, especially you, man, like, a proper, like, you was swagging and you was like,
sick.
You was, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dominant. Sexy. Like,
sexy. Dominant and sexy. And it was just sick. I was like, shit, like.
Everyone said it was sick, boys.
Thank you. It felt good.
We're finding our feet a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like a band. Do you know what I mean? It feels like.
Oh, boys.
And I think, we've broken out. I think it's both of us. We've broken out of that
tier one sort of.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And we can actually talk about proper gigs and.
Yeah. We're punching at the slightly next level, hopefully.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Fully deserved as well, boys, seriously. Like, when we the first show we played with you boys, like, I honestly, genuinely, it takes me a fucking lot to get in a mosh pit because, you know, like, I just like standing and watching. Years ago it would be, but now I'm like fucking an old man and whatever, but
me and you
we're in that pit, I'm jumping on someone's back and we weren't even drinking, were we? I think I
fell over, didn't I? Straight up.
Sick, love
it. Yeah, it's wicked.
It was good, it's fun. That's what you got to get the energy, haven't you? That's all we're playing.
Yeah, honestly, you go to a show, and I think that's not sometimes, especially for our kind of like scene.
Yeah.
You go and watch a band, and like on the record, they're like heavy and it's like chaotic, and you go watch them, and they're all sick as fuck, but stood around.
Yeah.
I would rather them be a little bit sloppy and going fucking mental.
Yeah.
So you feel it more, don't you?
Like, sloppy and mental, that's what we're going
for. I like that. Yeah. That's perfect.
It's the name of the new EP.
Sloppy mental.
I think we've seen bands are like that where they are just, I mean, in a very different way, but Jimmy Eat World, I mean, they've got some, they just stood there doing nothing and I can't get into it.
Yeah. It's so boring, isn't it?
It's so fucking boring.
Of all things we're going to get cancelled for, it's for slagging off Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy Eat World, if you're listening.
You're not going to come
Will
now.
Went on a 10-minute Stormzy rant the other day on this podcast we was on, like, literally.
It was more like the grime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it started off with Stormzy, it was just like that grime movement.
You're not into it.
I'm not into it.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And I appreciate music has its place to be and all that sort of stuff, but I'm not into it.
Yeah, mate. I won't go on about it. What was I going to say? What was we just on about?
I don't know.
Jimmy Eat World, apparently.
Jimmy Eat World,
They're hardcore fans as well. Yeah. Those two fans.
A band that can get away with, like, standing there, to be fair.
Sorry.
Parkway Drive. I think they can get away, get away with standing there.
Well, Winston's quite animated, isn't he? So I think a lot of it takes.
They're just cool, aren't they?
Yeah. Park,
they're mate. Cool as fuck. They don't need to like jump around and like fucking. They're just
Parkway are unreal, mate.
I've seen them a bunch of times, and I put them up there as one of the best bands on the planet.
Unreal,
fucking incredible.
Yeah. See, you was proper into him because you saw him at Download.
We were
didn't
at Download, mate, like 2015, I think it was. And it was pissing it down. I was walking to like a second stage. I can't remember who was going to watch. And partway we're on, and I remember what song it was. It was "Home Is for the Heartless," and me and Aidan, one of my mates, were still like, "What? That's like really melodic, but heavy as fuck as well." And we watched the whole set, and I've been obsessed with them since.
And then
brilliant.
It was a couple of years after they played at Download again, and you'd show me and I was like, "Yeah, decent." And then I watched them play, and that was it. I was just like, "Fucking hell, yeah!" Mm. Like,
sometimes it takes that, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was there.
Was you? Was
you? A couple of times at Ali Pally.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Oh man.
Last year. Yeah.
I love Ali Pally. We saw Alex Chikara there. Saw Dizzy John Broper there.
Sick.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Was that it?
I've seen everyone.
Did you catch any Chicago at Lincoln?
No.
Yeah, they played the Indies.
That was decent. Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, that'd be good. That's a small bit. It's like an more intimate venue as well. Yeah. That'd be really nice. That was
we saw Don Broco at the Engine Shed.
Was the Engine Shed we saw on, was it? That was a good gig.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Really good band. He was in the pits, wasn't he, Sam?
What's that? Matter of time before you guys are playing the Engine Shed, surely. They must be on the phone.
Fingers crossed, mate.
Yeah. That's like my dream venue. Probably our dream venue. I don't know. Like,
I'm trying.
Do you have a dream venue like that you just want to play? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of our questions. You like you just reach through. You may as well post
sorry. Sorry, we're
just media chat.
We can edit this in really seamlessly. Have you got a favourite venue? Somewhere you'd really like to play?
It's really funny. You should ask that. Yeah. Engine Shed for me. Engine Shed link.
Engine Shed. Yeah.
I think Rock City.
Ali Pally.
But I'd always like Brixton. Yeah. Like the Meltweg in Amsterdam as well. I'd love to play there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'd be a six.
Good little venue.
Somewhere abroad.
Yeah, never been
Russell Square Garden.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Let's
go straight there.
MSG.
Yeah, MSG.
Just book a gig and just see if we can sell it.
Just get fucking our mums and dads there.
That's the progression, isn't it? You go Engine Shed, Ali Pally, and then Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Nothing in between.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
And retire.
Yeah, Engine Shed's just so cool. If you played that main stage, obviously the platform's a wicked little place.
Oh yeah, it's
like
definitely.
That's a wicked place. But
good sound as well.
Room, that main room, like.
What about you, boys?
That's funny. Your dream venue was the Met Lounge, wasn't it?
Well, no, that's not strictly
it's true.
Isn't it? That's like I guess.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Because we're in Peterborough, like that's really. Kind of the place to play. I've always said, like, you know, if we could just get big enough to sell out the Met Lounge,
that would suit.
Like, I'd like that. I'd do that.
Especially 10 years ago when it was big. You boys remember WAF?
Yeah. Mate,
I always used to go.
So the drummer did the photography at my stepmom's wedding, and I didn't realise who it was.
Is it Tom?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. And then he told me, and because I didn't recognise him at all, and then he told me, oh, I used to be in a band, and I asked, and I was like. I got a bit starstruck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mate,
I just thought,
they were
massive
around it, weren't they? Like,
yeah, huge.
You know that it's Tom's studio that Paul has invited us to for the video shoot.
Yeah. It's mad.
And obviously, Lauren used to go a lot as well.
Yeah.
There's another venue in Peterborough, isn't there? The Crescent, is it?
Oh, the Crescent, yeah.
Is it the Crescent?
Well, here we are, obviously, is the other main venue.
I mean,
premier
venue.
Love you, Barry.
Love you, Barry. Is that like 1,000 cap? Is that, I want to say?
Cressy, got to be, yeah.
Where's that? Is that still open?
It's
I saw fights
like it's not really a gig venue so much. They do have gigs on there. Like, I think I've seen...
Austin Gold often do it.
Yeah.
Don't they?
But it's more, they have, like, comedians and, like, theatre.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a bit more like a theatre sort of thing.
Yeah. It looks like a school gym, doesn't it? Like, I think it's cool as fuck. They used to be Rev as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's gone.
I saw WAF there once, but did you go to that Stamford gig that they did?
No.
I think it was supposed to be at the Voodoo Lounge or something like that, and they ended up doing it in a pub in Stamford, and it was just literally like in a pub.
That
it was so weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't the greatest gig, but
I missed out on We Are Fiction a little bit because I didn't move here until like 2011, mm-hmm. and they pretty much I think that was probably pretty much like towards the end of them.
No, it was because they'd really hit the scene hard. They'd done a really good job, and then it just I think
it kind of just fizzled out.
It was a bit of a fallout.
No, it was a bit. I don't want to say out of turn because Tom did tell me I got so drunk I can't remember actually what he said. But I was always told it was something to do with the record label not wanting the screaming.
That's what I thought it was.
They didn't want Phil did though, and like Phil was like the one of the best bits, wasn't he? Like he's such a good front man. Like,
yeah.
He could sing
as well though.
Yeah,
he could sing. Like, you know, if they did push him to go down more of a singing route, like he could have done it. Like as well as
I think the heavy vocals worked with it though.
It
made the sound. Otherwise, they'd have just been another band. They were great. I really wish, and I think that's one of my fears as well as like one day. That might be any of us. Do you know what I mean? A band that was like people liked, and then suddenly.
They always say it's you know bands don't make it. Because they give up, and I think if they didn't give up,
100%.
Because they were playing with Don Boco, they were playing with I saw him play at Metlands with Death of Anna, and it was just, it was the first gig without Death of Anna without the frontman,
singer,
the screamer, and it was like WAF blew him off stage, mate. Blew him off. Like, I know it was probably a lot for old matey, his first gig on his own singing, you know, like without I can't remember what the frontman was called, but yeah, like WAF were sick, mate. Like, they were so good. Like,
this sort of leads on nicely because keeping a band together is fucking tough, man. You got like, three, four, five people, like all with different opinions, all with like different schedules, full time jobs, families.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so easy to see why bands give up. It's tough, man, and it's also expensive.
It's so expensive.
You know, you guys will know from recording the EP and stuff, like, you're throwing money at recording and promoting and it's...
Yeah, there's no promises either.
It's a gamble. The whole thing is a gamble.
Throwing thousands, aren't you? Like, literally thousands of pounds. Yeah. And like you say, like, we've got families and other responsibility, but you've got to... We said this the other day, like, I think if you're going to be successful in anything, you've got to be obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, it can't... Yes. If you're doing it as a hobby, that's great. But, like, if you actually want to achieve it, you can't half-arse it, like, because there's a thousand other bands that will do as much as they fucking can.
Yeah.
So, like, you've just got to give it your all. And, like, I think if that's just what it is, and just keep going.
Yeah.
Money drives the whole thing, doesn't
it? Exactly.
It's good to establish, which is what you've helped us do, actually. It's good to establish, like, a team as well, like, early on. Find your videographer, find your booking agent, manager, find the people that are going to support, like, all the content and everything, and then, you know, just rely on them quite heavily as well.
Other bands that are going to support you.
The network.
Invite you to shows, support each other.
Like, you boys have done that.
Like, you've helped us,
massively, You need, and stuff like that, what Barry's doing as well, here.
Yeah.
Like, you need stuff like that.
Community, because there's
Fazza. Raise B.
Raise B.
But you need stuff like that. You need stuff like that, because where else would we play?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Like, doing stuff like this.
Yeah, you couldn't, and that's it becomes so inaccessible, because you can record music and podcasts and do gigs on a budget, but then they sound like they're on a budget.
Absolutely.
And they look like they're on a budget, which is fine, but then... If you actually ever want to make any money or get some real traction behind yourself, it's then difficult to reach that next level. That's the hard thing.
Definitely, mate. Definitely.
It sucks, but we love it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't change it. It's all about the chase. Like, the grind's the best part. That's what a lot of bands say. Like, you know, when they've made it and they, you know, they're successful, etc. Like, they always say that the grind. Like,
this bit we're in now.
But it's also the most horrible, because you don't know if you are there.
Stress,
when you're obsessed with it, and you're like, fucking hell.
And then,
the anxiety.
And then, when do you give up? When do you want to stop? Because we love it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you enjoy it, then that's the main thing, isn't it? As soon as it starts getting, I'm a big believer in, as soon as you start forcing something, even like when you're writing lyrics, like, or writing a riff or whatever. If I get to a point where I'm like, right. And you, like, write something and you just know that it hasn't flowed.
Mm-hmm.
And you read it back and you think, ah, shit. If you start forcing anything,
it doesn't work.
People can see straight through it.
Yeah.
So we like we were saying earlier about, like, the music and stuff, like, we genuinely write songs that we enjoy listening back to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you boys are the same. And if other people like it, bang it.
We like spontaneity, like, in our tracks, and, like, and chaos and... Just like throwing in curveballs, like, we get a proper kick off that.
Yeah.
Like, how.
See you, Will.
So I got a nip from.
Mind you go, bro. Mind you go. Yeah, like, we like taking, like, the odd route there, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, similar to how Biffy do, similar to, you know, like, how Arctics do, etc.
Yeah.
Like, we're not one to just write. Like, we prefer writing a chaotic song rather than, like, just a verse-chorus-verse-bridge, like, chorus-bridge-chorus kind of song. Like,
it almost what comes out, though, isn't it? Like, it's not really like we'd probably sit and think, oh, let's fucking try and do something like that there.
Yeah.
It's like, it just comes, doesn't it? Like,
with Divi.
Yeah.
we find it hard to just say no to a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Like.
Sometimes it don't work, but then, you know, like, no, you've got to gamble, haven't you?
I think it all, because, like, you've got a lot of, like, on your EP, you've got a lot of bits in the background, a lot of vocals being shouted in the background, and that works really well. It sounds really pro. It makes just another level, isn't it? It's nice.
Thank you.
We always wanted that, didn't we? And with we recorded Gone Girl and Don't Touch My Baby with Mitch, and it was fucking great. Mm. But you sometimes don't get a chance to put all that stuff in, capture that in. You didn't have time. So like when
the character was a thing, like that character across in the songs doesn't always work in like a really commercial little setting.
You're on a time scale as well, aren't you?
Yeah. And budget as well.
We did everything, all the others obviously in your bedroom, didn't we? Yeah, apart from the drums. And like you could just add that shit in, and or sometimes it would be captured before you record something and just like, that sounds sick there.
Sometimes it takes a bit longer. Like sometimes I think for the tracks that we didn't record with Mitch, and we did it with Sam, we were probably tinkering with them for a couple of months,
Definitely.
Like, just trying to capture like the perfect sound, like adding all the silly bits, working on tone. We love a tone quest.
I think that's some of the best part of recording. Definitely. Just getting your tone sorted.
It's fulfilling.
Because you do like the tone face when you get it, and you're like,
I realised that you were signalling me, but I didn't realise what you were
signalling.
Please. Sorry.
Shame you didn't take the mic with you, really. That
I should have done. We'll get a wireless one for that.
My shit.
Fucking sorry about that, James.
I think. We talked about the EP, obviously, which you've got out, which everyone should go and check out because it is absolutely insane. I think you'd be hard pushed to find like a band on the grassroots scene that delivered a debut EP that sounds just as fucking intelligent and intricate as that.
Thank you so much. Cheers, boys. That means a lot, bro.
I was thinking as well, we were talking about like dream venues and stuff, but it also got me thinking about because Willowfest is back, right? And that's a big thing for bands in this area. Willowfest has been a big deal in Peterborough and the surrounding area, and it's been missing for like the best part of a decade.
It's been like eight or nine years since
And that's obviously coming back this year. We're playing. You guys are playing.
That's going to be really look forward to.
That's
going to
be brilliant.
It's so good.
Have you got any other shows or anything else you want to plug? What else is coming? What's happening in 2023?
We've got an EP coming soon. Another EP. Which we're working on, aren't we? And then we've got, we're obviously playing Loonfest with you boys.
We're really excited about Loonfest.
The other big ones, Teddy Rocks.
That's really good.
We saw that announcement and we were like, so happy for you, but also like,
mega jealous, we'll have to come down.
We're
going to go for the full weekend, like go up on the Friday, aren't we? Last weekend of April.
Isn't it May Bank Holiday?
Let's fancy that.
I had a bit of that, what you was feeling when you guys played the Junction. Because you were like, oh, the videos look sick. And I was like, damn it, that looks good.
Oh, you've got to play the Junction. You guys are killing it. It's massive.
It's a really good venue.
This is the stuff we need to look at, isn't it? Because we need to venture out a little bit. I think we're looking, we've got some gigs. We're not released yet, but we're not announced the ones, but we're going a little bit further north, venturing a bit further afield, aren't we?
Up in Durham? We've got a connection in Durham. We can hook you up.
That'd be cool.
We play a great show in Durham.
That'd be
a bunch
sick.
Of students, it was sick.
Yeah, and the guys have loved it. They pull in a crowd and they keep the crowd there.
Sick.
We played a bit. We headlined, I think it was like five bands, and everyone stayed the whole night. There's photos on our Insta with the crowd. It's a good sized crowd.
That'd be wicked. Thank you.
So I think I'm gonna ask one more question to wrap this up because we've been a long time. What are you guys listening to at the moment? What's on there? I'm listening to a lot of Paramore right now.
Oh, same.
Fair enough. I'm seeing them in April.
I think I speak on your behalf as well. Like, all I listen to is country at the moment. Country boy.
Well, thank you, everyone.
That's mega surprising. I didn't see.
What a way to ruin all the credibility.
That Jason is very sick.
Hey, Jason, a bit of Chris Stapleton. I don't really listen. Band. Obviously, used to listen to a lot of heavy stuff, but now, like, I don't know, because we write that. I'd be sick of it. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. And it's like different inspirations. Like that, without you knowing, you might be using on your own stuff, like not just country, but we
I listen to soft, like softer stuff, to be fair, or chill stuff like Joe.
Joe Keery. He was
Steve Harrington.
Steve Harrington from Stranger Things.
He's a genius.
A bit of an 80s vibe, isn't it?
It's wicked. You got me onto him. It's really cool. Spelled DJO, yeah.
Are you guys on the Sleep Token hype train?
Not really listening to him, to be honest.
I've listened to him a little bit, yeah. I like what they've kind of popped in on our playlist as I'm listening to it. And it's a good vibe, but I haven't really kind of.
No, I've not given him a listen yet. Should we?
Yeah.
So I'm all over Turnstile at the minute.
Yeah, Turnstile.
That's totally fair.
Matty loves Turnstile, so that is a bit of inspiration in what we've been writing. His riffs are a little bit Turnstile kind of.
I've got heavily into Alpha Wolf as well at the moment. They're really heavy. Alpha Wolf? Yeah, they're proper heavy. Really good. I really like them. So what I was playing when we were painting the other day. Mm. It was proper heavy. It's just real like...
Painting your French girls?
Yeah.
We were painting. Not painting each other as French.
Will you stop moving? Anyway, look, thank you very much.
Cheers, gents.
It's been lovely to see you.
You've been great, haven't you?
Bye!
Bye! Bye.